I suppose that I have always been interested in sustainability. I had a primary school teacher growing up who would speak to us in the class about environmentalism and climate change, and I remember at the time feeling quite frightened about what it would be like to grow up in a world that was rapidly heating up, and I remember feeling quite sort of powerless actually as a young child. And I suppose from those values that were instilled in me, and growing up in Tasmania too, there's a big green movement down there. I came to learn that my actions do matter, and I suppose I always sort of shopped, when I moved out of home, I sort of shopped with green bags and things like that, but I still sort of had that feeling of powerlessness and that there wasn't really much I could do and the government really wasn't listening.
Meg, if I could cut in there, being an ex-teacher here, I can't resist. See if we can get the name of that teacher. Do you remember him?
I do, actually.
Okay.
So it was the lovely Miss Jane Pinkard at Boat Harbour Primary School, and she would show us pictures of turtles with plastic in their mouths and things like that. She was quite the activist, actually. Yeah, she was wonderful.
Okay. So you move out from home and you deciding to, the decisions you made every day made a difference. So where do we go from there?
Yeah, well, I moved over to study psychology at Deakin and learnt more and more about behaviour and about actually how hard behaviour can be to change. And it was during university, actually, that I became interested in veganism and about how big ag was affecting climate change. And of course I'd been a meat eater and had been okay with that, and yeah, and then I just watched a documentary, Forks Over Knives, and about the health impacts of eating animal products, and that was sort of what swayed me. And then I suppose it was later on in the piece when I watched Cowspiracy that I it sort of put the fire in my belly, and I realised that I really did have a voice and an ability to make change and influence others. So that's when I started the blog. I started that, I think, 2 years ago. So I blog under the name The Thoughtful Vegan. And that really, the name sort of comes from just the concept of our thoughts and values influencing our behaviour. And in my story, that is, for the most part, like vegan values and beliefs. And I suppose it's been a real evolution, and over the last, my sort of New Year's resolution last year was to transition towards zero waste, and I suppose that's kind of what brings me here, Tony. My friend and I, Katie Trail, who blogs under the name Seed Blog, she sort of had this brainchild that we could do zero waste workshops, because it's sort of really taking off now. There's been a couple of really influential people, Lauren Singer from Trash is for Tossers and Erin Rhodes, who's the Rogue Ginger in Victoria. You know, these people have sort of started something that's just blowing right up, because I think the people are becoming more and more aware of the choices that they make, not just food choices, but, you know, how they buy their food, you know, what their food is wrapped in and things like that. So, yeah, Katie and I have organised to do some zero waste workshops at Valerie's Pantry, which is just down the road here on High Street. And what we're really hoping to give people in our free workshops is just a bit of empowerment and a bit of information about how important their choices really are and how really easy it can be to change a few little behaviours which really, really reduce the amount of plastic waste that each of us produce. And I suppose it's really important to note too, Tony, that the aim of the workshops is not to be competitive or, you know, who produces the least waste. It's really just to change behaviours, and then through changing behaviours, change attitudes. I think that with the zero waste movement, there's a bit of a idea that it's really difficult and too much effort, but in Mon and Katie's experience, it's been really, really rewarding. And I've got to the point now where I used to get really upset and angry when I would go, you know, rarely go to the supermarket. Valerie's Pantries is my new supermarket. But I would get angry when I saw people using plastic bags and drinking out of straws and things like that. And I think I've evolved now to a place where I just realise that those people are a bit disempowered. You know, they don't realise the power of their choices. They don't realise that that little innocent bit of plastic is going to float around in the ocean and potentially be eaten up by a turtle or whatever. You know, they... and it's not about guilt tripping those people. It's actually just about empowering them to just make plastic-free choices often, and it really can be that simple.